Don't know what to get yourself or that hard-to-shop-for loved one this year? That's easy. Give the gift of Webroot Total Protection, a.k.a. the gift of peace of mind. It's got antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more, all in one easy-to-use annual subscription. And right now, it's only $50 with Webroot's best deal of the year. Yep, you heard that right. It's literally never been easier to win the holidays. Get 75% off Webroot Total Protection now at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 75% off, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
This is John Batchelor, a conversation with colleague Elizabeth Peake about the American economy here at the end of the year. Mixed picture is easy to say. Jobs are the centerpiece of concern by all watching AI, watching the spending, the retail report, which points positive on big retailers, on anecdotes. And yet, the anxiety remains of jobs. Liz identifies it as a two-track economy, the well-to-do and those who depend upon work, paycheck to paycheck. Here's Liz to explain. Unsure at year's end, there are positives and there's worry. More tonight.
Well, yes, but but it is encouraging, right? And I think Kohl's, there were a couple of big stores today that raised their guidance. So that seems to me rather positive. Kohl's was one, and I'm sorry I can't remember the other one. But two big retailers did come out today with improved earnings outlooks, which kind of speaks to what the consumer's up to. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I think everyone's feeling slightly untethered because we also had a consumer confidence report, which was not very encouraging. People, John, I think we're in a funny place where upper income people who have jobs are feeling pretty good about the economy, about the stock market, about their net worth. I think there is a cohort out there, though, that's pretty worried about the jobs market. And the reports of college graduates not being able to find jobs, of the ADP report that came out today, talking about how the private sector job gains were negative, actually, for the last several weeks. You know, these are concerning indicators. And I think people don't know what to make of it because we haven't had the government reports. The last government report we had on jobs was September, and it was pretty good. It was over 100,000 jobs.